For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Wyoming legislature wrapped up its work last night after waiting a few days to finish up some outstanding issues. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck is with us now. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, Caroline. Good to be with you.
It was an interesting end to the session, with the governor making several line item vetoes in the budget bill. Are legislators generally happy with what they passed?
Yeah, I don't think that the Senate especially was in love with the budget and wasn't in love with the capital construction bill either. The bottom line was they thought there was too much spending, too much taking money out of reserve accounts. That's something they didn't like. The House, on the other hand, I think for the most part was generally happy with what they did in the budget. They wish that the Senate had been more accepting of some of the revenue diversions and some of the ways they wanted to put revenue into it. But I think all in all, when you have both sides not happy with it, it's a pretty good bill.
The capital construction bill was approved yesterday, and the bill funds a number of projects. The House and Senate met late into the night. Why did it take so long to get resolved?
Well, the issue was Senator Bebout just simply got, I think, upset about the budget bill and wanted to be very tough on the House when it came to capital construction. And he held a hard line throughout the day on Saturday, didn't want to agree to some of the House compromises. Finally, he came around and both sides finally reached an agreement. And in fact, you might even argue that the House won a little bit. They did get some of the money from investment accounts put into the capital construction bill, which actually saved right around $45.5 million. Also did some things with school construction. That's going to make sure that that's funded. So all in all, I think the House probably was a little more victorious on the Cap-Con bill. Senators seemed to know that too, and it looked like for just a second that bill was going to fail. They need 16 votes to pass it. It only had 15 because Senator Chris Rothfuss voted no. Senator Tara Nethercutt, though, from Cheyenne, eventually changed her vote, and that bill did pass.
One thing that many people were watching pretty closely, the governor vetoed a controversial bill that was intending to protect infrastructure and prosecute and fine those who interfered with it or harmed it. The Senate quickly overrode that veto, but then the override failed in the House. What were the issues?
Well, the issues basically were that there was a lot of amendments that the House put on, and I think there were people in the House of Representatives that were expecting the Senate to go to a conference committee on Saturday and address a couple of things that were in that bill that maybe didn't flow all that well. And it sounded to me like the governor actually liked the idea, would like them to come back next year and try again, but it just was not ready for prime time, so he vetoed it. Senate didn't waste any time, overrode that veto. The House of Representatives, though, I think generally admitted that that bill was not ready to go, and there really wasn't a lot of strong debate on this issue, and the attempt to override failed very substantially. So it'll be an interim topic. They'll come back and they will work on it. I know industry still really wants that bill. It's something even the governor mentioned that would be useful for the state to have because they are concerned about their infrastructure. The problem is, when you bring these bills from outside entities, they're sometimes not crafted very well for the state of Wyoming. It's always a better idea to come up with your own bill and try to rush something through from someone else. Generally a bad idea, and it didn't work out this time either.
Some wondered if the governor might veto the Stand Your Ground bill. He let it become law without his signature. Was that a surprise?
I really wasn't that surprised that he let the Stand Your Ground bill go through. The governor had some concerns about it. We heard that from people around him. But at the end of the day, a lot of prosecutors, a lot of law enforcement people told me that they thought the bill actually maybe helped prosecutors and judges in many ways. And while it did give some rights to people who maybe are in an encounter, that it was cleaned up in such a way that it didn't give them immunity. So there wasn't a lot of heartburn about it. I thought at the end of the day maybe the governor wasn't that excited about having more shootings take place in his state, but at the same time, perhaps it offered some protections and it gets the issue off the table. So at the end of the day, he probably just held his nose and let that go through.
What was unusual about this session?
I thought what was unusual about this session is something we mentioned earlier. It was just the disagreement between Senator Bibaud and Speaker of the House Harshman. Their disagreement led to some things like what we saw Saturday night with the holdup of the Capitol construction bill. I think it also led to some failure of bills that both of them had hoped would get through. You know, it was one of those sessions where usually if you're the Senate president, you have a lot of pop. We certainly didn't see that, and we certainly didn't see that with the Speaker when his bills went over to the Senate either. But other than that, I think, you know, despite a lot of consternation by senators over some of the spending and the use of reserves, I think they actually got a lot done. And so in 20 days, it was probably a pretty decent session.
Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck has been keeping us up to date with the legislature. Thanks for being here.